are meant to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you, calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me once again for another weird, spooky tale from old-time radio. We'll hear from The Mysterious Traveler this week. A long-running series aired from December of 1943 to September of 1952, produced 370 episodes for Mutual stations. One we'll hear today is from March 24th, 1945. It's titled Death Comes for Adolf Hitler.
This is the Mysterious Traveler, inviting you to join me on another journey into the realm of the strange and the terrifying. I hope you will enjoy the trip, and it will thrill you a little and chill you a little. So settle back. Get a good grip on your nerves and be comfortable, if you can. For tonight, we're going on the strangest journey we've taken yet. We're going down into the dark and fearsome depths of the sea to watch fate settle her account with the archenemy of mankind. In a story I call, Death Comes for Adolf Hitler. My story begins in the radio room of the American destroyer Spindrift, on patrol duty somewhere in the Atlantic. It is late at night. Chief radio man Mike Williams, headphones over his ears, is checking on the dozens of messages whispering through the ether. Beside Mike is relief man Joe Norman, sitting back with his feet up, working a crossword puzzle and mournfully humming to himself.
Joe, cut it.
Huh? What is it, Mike?
Cut it, Joe, cut it. I'm getting something. I can just barely hear it.
Something hurt, Joe?
Shh, wait. I'm getting it stronger now. There, it's clearer. Holy cow.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a German sub. On the bottom and calling for help.
Ain't that something? Shall I notify the skipper?
No, nothing we can do. Must be hundreds of miles away. Get a pencil on, put on those headphones. We'll take down the message, whatever it is.
Okay, I got a pencil here. Oh, that's a phone, is that it? Are you kidding me? I can't hear a thing.
Of course I'm not kidding. I tell you, I had it just now, then I spit it out. Wait a minute. It's coming back in again.
Hello?
Hello? This is Number Lord of Reiner, the understudy aboard Wolf. Listen to me. Anybody who may be picking up this message, please listen to me. There's nothing anybody can do to help us, but please listen anyway. Makes it easier if I can talk, easier to face what is coming. Because we are doomed. We know it. Only yesterday afternoon, as we were cruising on the surface, recharging our batteries, we thought our mission was as good as accomplished. I was up on the conning tower with Captain Metz. With us was our passenger. Our very special passenger who called himself Herr Schmidt. Of course, that was not his name, and we all know who he was.
Beautiful day, Herr Captain. Particularly gratifying after our long submersion.
Yes, Your Excellency. Pardon me, Herr Schmidt. But we could take no chances on surfacing until we were safely past the area of Allied patrol.
Of course not, Captain Metz. You must not take the slightest risk, as long as I am aboard.
I am aware of that. Do not worry. You will reach your destination safely. I estimate that tomorrow midnight we will take our contact with the South American coast. And our journey will be over.
Good. Understand, Herr Captain? No word of this trip must ever be breathed to the world, or yourself, or any other member of your crew.
It is understood. You may rest assured. My crew is well trained.
Well, but not know or guess. The back of the fatherland, it is a devil who rules. We have lost, but I shall yet free.
It would be disloyal of me to believe anything else, Herr Schmidt.
South America, you will make my plan. The world will think me dead. Suicide. On the day Germany falls. And instead, I will be safely hidden. So I can direct our rebirth.
Quite so.
Our enemies will yet feel the might of my vengeance. I will return to lead my people to victory. However long it may take.
Of course, Herr Schmidt.
Lifeboat, 3 points off the starboard bow. Lifeboat, 3 points to starboard.
Pitching and tossing on the waves ahead of us was the lifeboat. It was crowded with gaunt-faced, bearded men who watched us for a long time in hostile eyes. A dozen yards from them, Captain Metz ordered Angie to stop. And then as our passenger looked on, his cloak pulled up to conceal his face, Captain Metz questioned the men in the lifeboat.
You're in the lifeboat. Who's in charge?
I am, bless your eyes.
What is your name? What ship? What cargo did you carry? What port were you cleared for?
Captain Peter Denson of the Norton. Knowledge of sir. We were a relief ship carrying food and medical supplies to Greece when one of your murdering undersea dogs torpedoed us.
That is all, Captain Jensen. You may pull away now. The nearest land is 300 miles due west of you.
I will pull away. Pull, men. Let's get where we can breathe air not contaminated by this scum.
And then, just as the lifeboat started to pull away, the wind unexpectedly whipped aside the cloak that our passenger was using to conceal his face. And in the lifeboat, Captain Peter Jensen, a burly giant of a man, recognized it.
Men, stop! Stop! You see that slinking rat in the ship, old man, trying to hide his face? You know who that is? Take a good look at it so you can tell your children. You've seen the murderer of mankind himself. The arch devil who really gave the orders to send our comrades to the bottom.
I fear you have been recognized, Herr Schmidt.
Stop them! Turn your guns on them! Destroy their boat, Herr Kavanagh! No one must leave the report having seen me!
Very well, Herr Schmidt. All guns, prepare to fire!
All the guns, ready to fire!
Give them 2 rounds! All guns, fire!
All the guns, fire!
You filthy murdering dog! So you're going to murder us too! You there on the bridge, listen to me! Every one of us will be waiting for you when your time comes! All of us, the few hounds and jackals of murder, we'll be waiting for you, every one of us! We'll be waiting for you, and someday we'll get you. Remember that. Someday we'll get you. Ha!
They are gone? Yes, we have finished them. There will be no eyewitnesses to tell of seeing you aboard a submarine in these waters, Herr Schmidt.
That's good. Well, never know. That I have left Germany. But never guess. The whole future. The fatherland. What is that sound?
Bomber. Patrol bomber coming this way.
Get below at once. We are going to submerge.
We made a crash dive into the depths of the ocean. A few bombs exploded, but far away. Patrol planes were too late. Captain Metz gave the necessary orders while our illustrious passenger looked on, his face pale, drops of sweat on his brow.
What is our depth now, Muller?
75 feet, sir.
Good. Then we should...
The pump! They're coming closer!
No, they have lost us. They are bombing at random now. Here. We are safe now. Depth, Muller.
90 feet, sir.
Land is good enough. Level her.
Level her, sir.
We will take course 180 and... Level her, I said. We are still making a 5-degree dive.
The leveling planes do not respond, sir.
We are damaged! The bombs have damaged us!
Impossible! Not one of those bombs was close enough to break an egg. Muller, our depth.
100 feet, sir.
Leutnant Ryder, order half speed ahead.
Half speed ahead?
The ship's a hand operation of the diving plane.
Hand operation of the diving plane, sir.
Now level her.
Level her, sir.
Well, what's the matter?
Captain, the operating wheel. It will not turn.
That's wrong.
The diving plane must be jammed, sir.
It will not move. Not at all.
Captain, miss. I demand that you hide to the surface. Something is wrong. There might be.
I am captain of this vessel, and I am giving the order. Hey, well, our leveling planes are jammed. We will surface and clear them. Miller, step.
120 feet.
Stop there, Jack.
Load the forward ballast tanks.
Load the forward ballast tanks, sir.
Now our bow is coming up. They are leveling off, sir. Hold on, she is.
Hold on, she is, sir.
Muller.
Yeah, Miller.
How fast are we going up?
We are not rising at all, sir.
Not rising?
No.
With the motors off, we must be.
We should be. But we are still descending at about 20 feet a minute, Captain.
Captain, I demand to know what's wrong. I order you, take me to the surface.
I am just as interested in reaching the surface as you are, Herr Schmidt. Blow the main ballast tank until we start to rise.
Blow the main ballast tank until we start to rise.
For 1 hour, his struggles to reach the surface, but without success. He still continued settling to the bottom. It was unreal, unbelievable, impossible. He proved that he dare not think being loud. Our illustrious passenger raved and ranted at Chip's midst, screeching about his safety.
Captain Metz, there are destroyers aboard.
Destroyers?
Two of them. I just picked them up on the phone. They seem to be shrinking.
Silence the motors. Stop all pumps. Destroyers, eh? Lieutenant Reiner.
Yes, sir?
What depth does the chart show?
Depth? 50 fathoms with gravel bottom, sir. But there's a fault in the ocean there just east of our position. A crevice. 1,000 feet deep, sir.
We are safely beyond that.
Muller, our depth?
200 feet, sir.
Our rate of descent?
10 feet a minute, sir.
But our main tanks are empty, sir. We should be going up, not down.
Nevertheless, we are going down.
And as long as we are, we will bottom and lie quiet until the destroyers leave. Then we will surface for repairs.
Muller?
Yes.
What are the destroyers doing?
They seem to be still circling, sir. Perhaps they are trying to pick us up on their detectors.
We must see that they fail. Our depth?
220 feet, sir. It's almost just...
As if what?
Nothing, sir.
Go on. As if what?
Excuse me, sir. I was going to say as if something was pulling us down.
Ah, but you thought better of saying it.
Yeah.
See that you continue to think better of such remarks. Same applies to everyone on board. Lieutenant Reiner.
Yes, sir.
We will bottom in exactly 7 minutes. Prepare to make an inspection of the ship when we do. Reiner?
I have finished the inspection, sir.
And your report?
Everything is in perfect order, sir. There are no leaks. The batteries are fully charged. All motors in working order. All pumps operating.
And obviously, there's no reason why, when we choose to surface, we should not do so.
No, sir.
Muller, what about the bloodhounds who are trying to sniff us out on the surface? Those destroyers.
I have heard no propeller sound for 20 minutes, sir.
Then we will surface. Load the auxiliary tank.
Load the auxiliary tank, sir. All men in the clearing tanks are empty, sir.
All tanks empty?
Captain, your pardon, do you hear? They have blown all our tanks and they have not risen at all.
I am well aware of it, Lieutenant Reiner. You take me for an imbecile?
No, of course not. It is government, sir. It is impossible, sir.
Since it is so, it must be possible. Obviously, we are stuck in a mud bottom.
But the bottom here is gravel, sir. The chart says so.
The chart is wrong. I see it is mud, do you hear?
Yes, sir. Mud.
So we shall have to use our motors to pull ourselves free. Signal full speed ahead.
Yes, sir. All speed ahead. They are not moving. Now what is it? Why have the wolves cut the motors?
Excuse me, sir. Engine room reporting.
Yes? What is it?
Well, what have the idiots to say for themselves?
They say the propeller is fouled.
Fouled? How could it be fouled? It is impossible for it to become fouled on this bottom.
Yes, sir. They say it is not entirely fouled. It will turn, but only very slowly.
As if what?
Well, sir, they say it turns as if something were holding it, trying to keep it from revolving.
The fools. When we get back to our base, I shall court-martial every man aboard. Perhaps the propeller is tangled with some seaweed. That is all. In that case, we may be able to reverse and free it.
Full speed astern.
Full speed astern.
Well, now what?
Your pardon. The engine room reports the propeller is still fouled. It behaves as it did before. It turns, but as if something is holding it back.
And to think that I, Hans Ludwig von Metz, thought I had the finest submarine crew in the world. A brainless pack of idiots who become stuck in the mud on the bottom and they go to pieces like old women. Now listen to me, all of you. The next man who shows...
Captain Metz.
Ah, Herr Schmidt. I trust you have not been lying. Everything is quite under control.
In my captain. I've been hearing sounds from outside the submarine.
Sounds? What kind of sounds?
Scratching sounds. Tappings on the metal. It sounded as if someone is trying to get into the submarine.
My dear Herr Schmidt, you had nothing except the noises made, perhaps, by pebbles being swept against our side by the car. That is all.
But I tell you, it sounds like hands rapping and tapping, scraping at the hull, trying to get in. Why are we staying down here in the bottom? Surface at once, you hear me? I order you, surface at once.
That, Your Excellency, is what I am about to do. Now, all respect, may I suggest that you return to your cabin. Your presence here may impede our efforts.
Very well, Captain. But see that you take me to the surface at once.
Have no fear. Lieutenant Reiner, perhaps you will assist Herr Schmidt to his cabin.
Yes, sir. Certainly. If I may open the door for you, Excellency.
Captain! Captain Metz!
Well, what is it?
Captain, we hear them too. Sounds. Sounds coming from outside our hull.
I hear no sounds.
Captain, I can hear them now. Quite plainly, on my detector phones. It's not possible to identify them, but they sound as if many people were climbing up outside. And...
There. Perhaps that will bring you to your senses. Listen to me, all of you. Temporarily, we are stuck in the mud. The current is sweeping debris or pebbles against us. You are all acting like children who think they see a ghost in a graveyard. In an hour, we shall be on the surface. You have my word for it. To get free from the mud, I shall fill the bow tanks, then blow them and fill the stern tanks. We shall seesaw ourselves loose. Do you all understand my scheme?
Yes, Captain.
Very good. Blood the forward ballast tank.
Blood the forward ballast tank, sir.
Captain Metz.
Yes, Lieutenant Reiner.
The main pump charge in operating, sir. The failure was caused by Hans Jäger.
Jäger?
How? He went crazy, committed suicide by grabbing the poles of the main switch. The short circuit electrocuted him, blew out the fuses.
Nah, Jäger was always a fool. How the other reacted to his death?
Very badly, sir. They are very nervous.
Nervous, are they?
Yes, sir. That scraping and scratching outside our hull has affected them, sir. It has stopped for now, but the crew says that it's just because they are planning something else.
They? Who do you mean by they?
The crew says, sir, that there are hundreds of men in the water outside, trying to get in at us.
Dead men, sir. Lieutenant Reiner, do you wish me to place you under arrest?
No, sir. I'm just trying to explain the state of the mind of the crew, sir. In spite of all our efforts, we are still on the bottom, and the men are getting very jumpy, sir.
I shall have to teach them a lesson they will not forget. They are taking that cue from our illustrious passenger, of course.
The key has not come out here, but he's ranting and raving.
Never mind that. He's quiet now. I gave him whiskey with a sedative in it.
Your pardon, Captain. If I may make a suggestion.
Well, what is it?
There is one thing they have not tried.
Huh?
They have to try it, sir. Discharge our torpedoes.
Discharge our torpedoes? A submarine without torpedoes, Lieutenant, is no more use than an airplane without wings.
But we must, sir. They have 10 torpedoes to board. 25,000 pounds of dead weight. Get rid of that, and we have to rise. We have to.
I see you are beginning to share the hysteria of the crew. When we return to our base, I shall not fail to include that fact in my report. However, I accept your suggestion. Order the discharge of our torpedoes to begin at once.
Yes, sir. At once.
You know what is going on here, Herr Leutnant. We have fired 6 torpedoes to lighten ship, and what has happened? We are sinking deeper.
He is right.
Yes, we are going deeper. Our fleet will not stand it. We shall be crushed, drowned like rats in a trap.
They are not going deeper. They have come to a stop already. Even if we should fly it a little further, we still have a margin of safety of at least 100 feet. The very fact we have moved proves we are breaking free from the mud.
No, it is not true. We are not stuck in the mud. We are not.
Batman! No more of that.
No more of that. Why should I? Be quiet. We all know we are not in any much. We all know our tanks are empty and we should have been on the surface long ago. We all know why our propellers will not turn and we all know why we cannot rise through.
Batman!
Because we are being held down. We are being held down by 1,000 dead men who are crawling all over us, scratching in our plates, trying to get in. They have come from all over the Seven Seas, just to hold us down, just to see we do not get away. Listen to them. Listen. You can hear them now. Listen.
Ah, oh, what nonsense. How come to your senses? You're only our plates floating on the pressure.
That is not true. You know better. We all know better. Who dragged us down here to the bottom? Whose hands are keeping our propellers from turning? Whose bodies jammed our diving plane? Whose weight is keeping us on the bottom? The dead.
Rothman, I order you to be quiet.
It is too late for orders. There is only one way we can escape. That is to give the ones outside the man they want. They want our passenger, the one who calls himself Herr Schmidt. We all know who he is, and so do they. And they have come to get him.
Rothman, you are under arrest.
Listen, all of you. Let us get this Herr Schmidt with his funny mustache. Put him in a torpedo tube and send him out to the deck, outside. Let them have him. Then they will let us go free. It is our only hope.
Hartman.
Captain Mitch.
I heard your interesting little speech just now. And this is my answer. Does anyone else want the same medicine to bring him to his senses? Then to your stations. Lieutenant Reiner. Continue to discharge our torpedoes.
That was 4 hours ago. We have discharged all our torpedoes, and we are still on the bottom. Every few minutes, we slip a little closer to the 1,000-foot chasm in the seabed. Very soon, inevitably, we will slip over the edge and fight into it. The whole submarine is filled with a great rustling, scratching, as though thousands of hands were clawing at it, tugging at it, pulling it toward that chasm. The crew truly believes that we are being slowly but surely dragged toward it by the dead. By the thousands of dead who have gathered outside, drawn here by the hatred for our passenger. The hatred which is so great even death cannot quench it. Perhaps they are right. Certainly our best ship believes it himself. He's in the next cabin. Captain Mitch has locked him in.
something. They are what's right. They're drilling at the borders of the enemy. Captain, I order you to save me. I order you to. You must. You cannot let me die.
Oh, that is enough, enough. Makes an unlovely spectacle our pension is dead, Brutus. As for me, I have locked myself in the radio room here after sending the radio men away. Though no one can save us, there is still some comfort in knowing that somewhere some human ear is hearing me. At least I do not feel so much alone down here at the bottom of the sea. Another lurch, then. It is truly as if hands, many hands, were remorselessly pulling us towards our doom.
I do not know, so I cannot tell you. The man who told it to me, perhaps he was joking, you can say. You must make up your own mind. But it is interesting to think about, isn't it? Yes, very interesting. It reminds me of another strange story I heard recently. Oh, you're getting off at the next stop. I'm sorry. But perhaps we'll meet again soon. I take this same train every week at this time.
You have just heard Chapter 66 of The Mysterious Traveler, a series of dramas of the strange and terrifying. In tonight's story, death comes for Adolf Hitler, Tony Barrett played Lieutenant Reiner, Philip Clark played Captain Metz, and Lon Clark played Adolf Hitler. The Mysterious Traveler is written by Bob Alter and David Cogan, and original music is played by Henry Silverne. The entire production is under the direction of Jock McGregor. Listen next week to a tale titled Murder Goes Free. Another tale of the Mysterious Traveler. The Mysterious Traveler is presented by WOR Mutual. This is Mutual.
That's
the horror for today. I'll be back real soon with more. But in the meantime, you can find more Old Time Radio at RelicRadio.com. All the other shows are listed there. Links to our forum, Facebook page, and everything else. And if you'd like to help support this and all the shows, you can do so from there as well. Just click on the red donation information button for more on that. Thank you very much to those who have. It's how we keep going. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's why we keep going. I'll talk to you again soon with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.